Year 4, Michael Faraday School. Start of a brand new term, and already we are learning some very interesting work, and we're going to share it. We've got quite a large group here. We'll go around for some names. Madam, hello, greetings, your name?
Lawrence.
And we have?
Felzia.
Chevenix.
David.
Ilya.
Wonderful, we have Lawrence, we have Felzia, Chevenix, David, and Ilya. So we are learning at the moment, right now, Lawrence, about instructions. So can try and explain instructions. Where might we find them, and what are they? Why are they important?
We might find them like at home if somebody delivers stuff and we have to build them.
And why are instructions important, Felzia?
So you can make stuff properly and yeah.
Yeah, so can you think maybe of an example? So Chevenix, if you are doing something outside of school, where might you need to follow instructions?
When you go shopping and you're buying furniture and you need to build it up, there might be instructions on a piece of paper like find the missing piece of the glass table.
Yeah, wonderful, that's perfect. And David, perhaps maybe at school, can you think of a situation where it's really important for us to follow instructions?
Oh yeah, when the bell rings and like it's break time and the bell rings and you need to line up and go into class. Yeah.
Yeah. So we all know when the bell goes, the main instruction is we line up and we're ready for more learning. Ilya, and so can you maybe explain the first piece of learning that we did? We all worked together as a class. What were we trying to follow instructions for?
How to make a jam sandwich.
And those instructions are not in front of you. Let's test your memory. Can you maybe try and explain some of the different sequences? What comes first?
First, you wash your hands, and after, you get bread and make sure you don't break it out of the plastic bag. After, open the butter and spread some on the bread. Then clean the knife, and then after, open your jam and use your clean knife to spread the jam on your bread. Put the two slices together with jam and butter on the inside and cut your sandwich in two halves diagonally and or vertically, optional, and then eat your yummy sandwich.
Eat your yummy sandwich. And I like some of the detail you had there, such as washing your hands first, cleaning the knife. So you think making a sandwich could be quite easy, but that is some very detailed instructions. So in year 4, we've taken this a stage further, and all of the pupils have been given their own free choice of how to achieve something, how to make something. And they've gone away and thought carefully about the instructions, and I think we're ready to share those, yes? So we've got some
yes.
Different ideas, some great ideas. Let's start with Lawrence. And so what have you written instructions for, please?
How to make a paper aeroplane.
So how to make a paper aeroplane in your best, nice, loud reading voice, please.
Begin with folding your paper in half, corner to corner. Make sure it's vertically. Next, open it and fold the corners into triangles. Make sure you fold it in the middle. Then fold it one last time so it looks like a bit like a house.
Okay, and I liked in some of the language that you used there, Lawrence, so next. So you knew what sequence things were happening. Maybe something different. So Felzia, what are you going to tell us how to do, how to make?
How to make a delicious hot chocolate.
Very good. Let's hear that, please.
First, you wash your hands. Afterwards, you get a cup and put it on top of a tissue. Third, now you get one big spoon of Ovaltine and put it inside the cup gently. Later, you get half a spoon of sugar and put in the cup with Ovaltine. Boil the water with the kettle. Put the hot water in the cup halfway, then mix slowly.
Okay, again, something which we think is very simple, and we got some very detailed instructions, and what I liked was the exact amount, so how much Ovaltine needs to go in. Chevenix, surprises, what are you going to be telling us how to do, please?
How to braid your hair.
How to braid your hair? I'm interested, I need to know this.
Begin with parting the hair into, as you do this, make sure it's either straight or a zigzag, because if you don't, it will look horrifically disgusting. 2. When you finish, comb the hair softly and carefully until you don't even need to put pressure when you comb it. 3. Brush it gently and sensibly. When you are doing this, start rubbing some oils in slowly.
Very good. Things that I didn't know, and the correct order is wonderful as well. We're getting there. So, David, you've got some very detailed instructions. What are we going to be doing with you, please?
Well, I'm going to show you how to do a wheelie.
How to do a wheelie?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm following.
Well, first, get confident on your bike. Secondly, get on your bike and go very slowly. Then apply pressure on your strong foot quickly. As soon as you are confident, you can stand up.
Okay, so we can follow those and pull off some good wheelies. And finally, Ilie, you have written some masterclass instructions on how to...
act in a posh restaurant.
I'm looking forward to this. How to act in a posh restaurant. Let's hear those.
Firstly, put on your clean tie and clothes. Afterwards, hire a limo, or if you can't, make sure your car looks cool and clean and has no scratches. Next, get out of the limo or car carefully and make sure your chauffeur opens the door for you. When you get there, sit in a seat and put a napkin on your lap.
Amazing. So now we know in year 4 how to braid your hair and then get ready for the posh restaurant and drink some hot chocolate. So covered some very different ideas. That's wonderful. So great, we'll finish there. So thank you to Lawrence, Fauzia, Chevenet, David and Ilya. Brilliant work. Well done. Bye-bye.
Bye.